building over there, unit number 3. The company that daren't even put its own name on a signpost. And what do they do, this company? The world's second largest manufacturer of assault rifles, submachine guns and grenade launchers. What do they sell? Who do they sell to? In Britain, they sell to the police. But that's not all. Because according to the company's own corporate website, the Nottingham office is responsible for international customer sales and customer services to all non-NATO countries. So let's have a look at those countries. Kosovo. Albanian villagers were massacred by Serbian police armed with Heckler & Koch guns. They were legitimate customers of Heckler & Koch. The Philippines. Philippine police, not known for their human rights record, are armed with Heckler & Koch weapons. Not only that, some of the top cops, the corrupt ones, have been selling weapons to other countries on the black market. Where do these guns end up? They end up in places like Sudan, in Darfur, where Heckler & Koch guns have been given to the Janjaweed. In Thailand, another legitimate customer of Heckler & Koch, where Thai police are brutally suppressing insurgents in the south of the country, taking people away and torturing them. Until recently, prisoners in a Thai prison in Bangkok were executed with a burst of bullets from a Heckler & Koch submachine gun into the heart at close range. In Georgia, we've just found out Georgian Special Forces, who incidentally, according to Human Rights Watch, have been responsible for human rights violations, indiscriminately targeting civilians, which is a war crime. Their war criminal status hasn't prevented them from being customers of Heckler & Koch. Even when governments say no, that Heckler & Koch approached the German government, they said, we'd like to sell weapons to the Georgian Special Forces. The German government, to its credit, said, no, they've just gone to war. The permit was denied. Shortly afterwards, hundreds of top-of-the-range, state-of-the-art Heckler & Koch assault rifles turned up in the hands of Georgian elite special forces fighting in South Ossetia. Caught on film. Heckler & Koch was asked to comment on this. They couldn't think of anything to say. So, this company over there, they want us to think that they're a legitimate company, making legitimate sales to legitimate parties for legitimate purposes. Well, a quick look at the facts makes it clear that that's just not the case. Hence this campaign. This company needs to be shut down and people need to know that they're here. Unbelievably, for a city like Nottingham with a gun crime problem, no one even knows that there's a world's second largest manufacturer of guns is selling guns to countries all around the world, right here on our doorstep. Now, it has to be said that part of the blame for this does lie, unfortunately, with Nottinghamshire Police. Every time we contact the media to say, hey, did you know that there's a huge arms company in Nottingham? And they go, oh my gosh, no, we didn't know that. They come to they interview us for a story. They phone up Heckler & Koch for a statement. What do you say about these protesters? Heckler & Koch then says, we've got no comment and we advise you to talk to your editor before running this story. Then they get straight on the phone to Nottinghamshire Police. Nottinghamshire Police press office gets straight on the phone to the media and says, we think it would be very irresponsible of you to cover this story. Why would it be irresponsible? Well, it's because there are guns stored in there. Well, that's already out in the public domain. So, It seems a bit bogus to try to suppress it when it's actually already out there. But that won't stop us. We will get this story out there. We will make sure everyone in Nottingham knows. We will get it in the media, and we will challenge this, what is effectively censorship by the police. So, from Iraq to Darfur, from Nigeria to Ecuador, they have a global reach. But so does protests against the arms trade. Heckler & Koch has its manufacturing base in Germany, where it faces opposition there. You can go online, you can find out about it. We will be making links with German activists who are opposing Heckler & Koch in its own country. Also, for all those who say that the arms industry is just too big to go up against, a bit of good news to counter the pessimism. Only this week it's been revealed that a major arms fair, an international arms fair in Australia, has been shut down. And why? Not because of economic reasons. They even admitted it was because of the protesters, because they couldn't handle the protesters because it would cost them too much. So it can be done. We can do it. We can close these places down, and we will. This campaign is now in its fifth month, and it will keep going. If necessary, we're going to be here 5 years. We're going to be here until we manage to close this company down, until everyone here around here knows what it is they do.